PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Check one. All right, there we go. Hey, here we go. Welcome to bonus episode. Not everyone.
A lot of people. Dude, a lot. Chris, so many characters died in this movie that grown adults were sobbing like children.
And children were crying like adults. It was weird. It was a topsy-turvy world. When Thanos comes to town, they use the reality stone.
Actually, I think my favorite part of our viewing experience was at the very end of the movie when it's just like... Thanos is just chilling. He's like, yeah.
He sits down.
He looks at the sunrise and he fucking smiles. And you hear somebody in the back scream, "You asshole!"
I hear that. Someone screamed, "Asshole!"
Somebody screamed, "You asshole!" straight at the screen, and I almost died laughing. I was smiling ear to ear when I heard that.
I didn't hear that. That's hysterical. I didn't understand.
It was great.
I was surprised when it cuts to black and then it's just the white credits, very understated.
Yeah, like you just watched Schindler's List.
Yeah, barely any music. It was like very
no
serious.
Weird action scenes in between. Like, oh look, it's Iron Man doing his thing, and here's Spider Man swinging through.
Yeah, the crazy.
I
opening,
am Tom Holland.
The CG opening credits they do at the end of the movies now. Yeah. No. Very, very somber.
Well, it's because everybody's dead. Well, not everybody, but
Well, okay. Well, we'll talk about that.
Half of the universe.
It started at the beginning. We'll start at the beginning. Because, you know, people are listening for sure to this who they sort of care, don't care about Avengers. Like, they want to know what happens, but they're fine with, like, hearing us describe it before they actually go see it because the theater's going to be so crazy. So let's give them a... I'll try to give them a good breakdown of
the two and a half hours. The movie...
Let's try to recap it death by death.
The movie starts literally right after Thor Ragnarok.
Well, actually, it starts technically...
Well, maybe like an hour after the end. Because at the end of Thor Ragnarok, they see the ship. And we come...
Thanos' ship shows up at the end.
Exactly. And Avengers Infinity War starts with the end of that fight. However, whatever Thanos did... That all happened in between the movies, and now...
Him and the Black Order, they got on that Asgardian ship and slaughtered all the Asgardians saved in Ragnarok.
So, literally, you save all the Asgardians, and then immediately, in Infinity War, like, you're passing by, and, what's his face? Black guy.
Heimdall?
Yes.
Idris Elba.
The first time you see Idris Elba, he's sitting there on the ground with a sword through his chest.
Yeah, he's already in bed.
And it's like, and you're dead.
Like, he's already in bed.
What's up, Idris? You're dead.
I'm going to point this out, though. This made me laugh internally. He was not dead.
No, he wasn't.
Because he was laying there. And he was trying to help Thor, because Thor's still alive, and the Black Order, they're like kind of taunting him, and Loki and all that shit.
Yeah.
So he tries to help out, and... Thanos kills him, right? Thanos is like, oh, that's a mistake, dude. And he takes the spear, he stabs him straight up in the chest.
No, I don't think it was Thanos who did it. I think it was one of the...
One of the Black Order?
I think it was one of the dude with
can you pull up the
spear thing.
Can you pull up the...
whatever his face was.
IMDb, the cast, so we can get some names. And the only thing I know is that Carrie Coons, the chick from Fargo Season 2, was Proxima Midnight, the warrior lady.
Okay.
Which is crazy because she's in Fargo too, she seems tiny, tiny. But
well, I mean, she's CG, it's fine.
Yeah, she's a badass in this movie. The Heimdall, he gets it. Big dramatic. He gets the first dramatic death. Thor's like, no!
Yeah.
Right when he gets stabbed, and and you see the light go out of Heimdall's eyes, dead eyes. And it's just cool to see in 2018 that Hollywood sticks to the time-honored tradition of killing the black guy first. You have all these characters to kill.
Yes, yeah. Black guy's got to go first. Man.
But then later in the movie, man, many black people died.
Yeah, Carrie Coon as well as Midnight.
Everyone else.
Ebony Maw, though. I don't think it was Ebony. Ebony Maw was the dude with the mind powers.
Ebony Maw, is that the main dude? The one that was doing all the proclamating? Like, you all.
Yeah, that, I think that was Ebony Maw. And then Corvus Glaive.
Is that the big one?
No, I think he was the one with the spear blades. The skinny one.
Okay.
Not the big... Because the big muscular guy didn't say a fucking word.
No, he was just a big dude.
Yeah.
And there were four of them, right? Four total?
Yeah.
In the order? The Black Order?
Yes.
So yeah, they of totally...
Course, yeah, the big guy, Cull Obsidian. That sounds like...
Cull Obsidian.
That sounds like the big dude.
So they totally Aliens 3 that shit, and the characters saved at the end of the movie before it...
Are all dead.
They're all dead. Practically between movies.
And that's not the first time they do a direct alien reference in this movie, by the way.
Oh, so intentional.
Must be, Chris.
Intentional. And then they do the whole thing with Loki. Loki gives up the Tesseract.
Loki gives up the Tesseract because he's had it the whole time. And then Thanos,
He tries to kill Thanos.
He tries to kill Thanos. Instead, Thanos grabs him by the neck and literally squeezes the life out of him. I thought for a second...
Very slowly and grossly.
I didn't know how red they were going to make his eyes, because they started to get red because...
His whole face.
Because the... Well, yeah. Fuck, he's cutting off the circulation to his head.
They made it look like a pretty real strangulation.
Yeah, and then he just throws him down, lifeless. His lifeless body. And it was like, and here we go.
Yeah, yeah, like, Heimdall's already dead, but that was the first, like, real, whoa, like, that was a brutal death.
Yeah.
And, but then he let Thor live?
No. He doesn't let...
He blows the ship up.
They set explosives. So, yeah, like, he didn't leave. He used the power gem to... He didn't directly kill Thor.
He's like, I'm just going to leave you on the ship. I don't have to kill you.
Yeah.
But I don't have to save you either.
Something like that.
So Thanos is Batman.
Yeah.
And so at this point, he has two stones.
Yeah.
The purple one, which is all the power.
Yes.
The blue one, which is... What does the blue one do?
Different colors of these things.
But most of them have... Because red one is reality.
Yeah.
That's one where you can, like, make it look like you're in the Matrix and he changes whatever he wants. He turns your gun into soap bubbles and shit. You know, that's cute. Green one is time.
Yeah.
All right. So that one obviously says what it does. Time, forward, and backwards.
The soul one is yellow.
Soul's yellow. All that does is, like, complete it, right? It just brings everything together. That's like the Voltron. You need that middle tiger to make all the tigers. Without the black tiger, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right? The blue one. So what does the blue one do? Is that mind?
No, the mind stone is like the orange one, because it's the one on Vision.
Yes. Okay. So what's the blue? God! Shenanigans. It's all...
Either way, I mean, it's not like...
Modern mythology. It's not like making it up as we go along.
It's not like he actually used the Tesseract. At any point.
I'm sure he did. If we go back, I watch. Every time, it's like blue.
Like, every time you watch it, whenever he uses one of the powers, there's like a weird fog. Oh, maybe that's when he's traveling.
Traveling is blue.
The blue fog. And then he travels.
And maybe also uses it to like control, manipulate people. Like, it went to block people. I think that's when blue's popping up. Anyway, so he's got two of them. Leaves Thor to die in the explosion with his dead brother Loki. But Thor lives because he's Asgardian. He don't need oxygen to breathe.
Correct.
He's not oxygen based.
Nope. And so he's just chilling through space and
just floating through space, and then he bumps into the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's quite a bit later.
Yeah.
And then the first of this thing that's gonna pop up a lot starts happening, where we've seen the trailers. I tried to avoid trailers too, so bad, but it's hard. Avengers, the biggest movie of the year. There are shots of Thor like on a ship with the Guardians. Like, who are you guys?
Yeah,
the Guardians. So when the movie starts with the ship being blown up and Thor in there, I'm like, all right, well, how's he going to get to the Guardian? Like, I know he's not dead. How are we going to get there? Anyway, that's going to pop up a lot. So now it's a tough thing of piecing together the early parts of the movie.
Well, no,
so
that's when it from goes there. Because we're at the end of Thor Ragnarok, Hulk is actually, he's on the ship with Thor.
Because there's that Hulk-Thanos fight.
Yeah, real quick.
Where Thanos just brutally
Where Thanos takes a few hits. And, like, it looks like, oh, man, maybe Hulk, the Hulk can do something. But then Thanos is like, okay, listen, just now, like, that I see what you can do, let me show you what I'm capable of.
What I'm going to do, and I'm going to destroy
you. He puts the beat down on the Hulk real quick.
And then he sends him.
And then Heimdall, right before he dies.
Heimdall, that's what he does that gets him killed.
Yeah, he does the Bifrost thing to get him back to Earth.
He uses the last Hulk of his power to get Hulk back to Earth, to take the place of Silver Surfer. To be the harbinger of doom, to say, yo, Thanos is coming.
Yes.
Because that's the Silver Surfer's gem.
Well, that's Galactus is coming. Different, very large purple monster.
But I thought he also did it for the Surfer. Who did it? Because it's not the Hulk and the... Anyway, that doesn't matter. I'm getting that, so that's coming to the Silver Surfer. That's all gonna come
anyway.
Eventually. So he crashes into the Sanctum Sanctorum. And then they go find Tony Stark. Yeah. This is the one of two scenes in the movie where it's like, let's do a little bit of character work.
Yes.
And it's him talking to Pepper Potts, being like, we
should have a kid.
Yeah, we should have a kid. I know we're getting married. You should have a kid. I dream about having a kid. You ever have those dreams where you dream about stuff? And I'm right with that energy. Look how fast I am. Look at this crazy tracksuit. He had to wear that tracksuit for like 10, 15 minutes of that movie.
That looked awful.
We had to watch that. It was
not a good looking
one of the worst decisions of the film.
It was future Iron Man tracksuit.
It was bad stuff. Dr. Strange shows up. He's like, yo, nice to meet you. I'm Strange. Come with me. Because I got to show you some shit.
Come with me if you want
to
live.
We got to talk about it. Come with me if you want everyone to live. And that leads to... I'm going home. I'm going to Titan.
Yeah, and he's
you
like,
you guys go to Earth.
You motherfuckers, you go get my shit.
Go get my shit.
You get my shit, I'm be chilling over here. When you get your shit, you come and you meet me, we'll have all the shit.
Two stones are on Earth, yeah. That's pretty much it. go get the shits and we'll put the shits together. And then I'm going to be your god. And then they're like,
and yes, I'm going to be the shit.
They're like, yes, sir. Yes. So that's when the...
So yeah, the ship just shows up, right? Yeah, the ship just shows.
It was like that crazy circular ship. Everyone's running away.
The giant donut machine.
Giant donut machine that was making that weird sound.
And because the Sanctum Sanctorum's in New York City, obviously Spider-Man has his Spidey senses go, and he's like, oh shit, I need to get over there.
Yeah, so that's how he joins up. So you get Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Benedict Wong, who's that guy? What's his face?
He's Benedict Wong.
And and then Iron Man, Tony Stark's wearing that thing on his chest.
The nano suit.
The nano suit. The nano suit is pretty sweet. Cool. You know, I mean, it's a good hero moment. He's
instant
like,
CG.
Yeah, he's like, I got this. And he hits the button. He's walking forward and he turns into a CG character.
No.
Yeah. And this is what these movies are. And that was a good, a pretty good little fight. But I mean, obviously, it's a small one compared to
what's coming.
Yeah, we all know that.
The entire movie is just. Like, this is what's happening. It's exposition, exposition, action. Exposition, action, exposition, exposition,
it's
action.
So much plot.
And it just keeps going.
It's just plop, 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 plop.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go. It's like, man, aside from, we should have a kid.
Yeah.
And then after...
And the whole Soul Stone thing.
That whole bit where they can't get... Well, okay, so that's because Thanos is the only one who gets any sort of character arc.
Yeah.
So that's why. They're coming for a Soul Stone. They do get it. They get Strange, and they get him on the ship, so...
Exactly. The thing is, they're coming for the Time Stone.
Time Stone, excuse me.
Yes. And they beat everybody up, and at the end, they haven't, like, killed Doctor Strange, or...
Because they can't. It's got the spell on the case.
So they just, like... take it off of they wrapped him in concrete and threw him on the ship.
Yeah.
It was just like, you're going to Titan with us.
Yeah, you're coming with us. I'm going to get the stone off you before we get to our destination. Iron Man's like, I'm coming with. Spider-Man's like, me too! Hashtag me too! And, that's how they end up in space. That's how they end up in the outer spaces.
Oh.
And I thought about it too. As I was watching it, they got on there. I was like, oh man, is it gonna get Strange? Like, bring him back down to Earth? Like, how's this scene gonna play out? But then, like, they just kept going. I was like, oh, they're not.
Oh, okay, word.
They're not going back to Earth.
Nope. Uh-oh.
They're going deeper and deeper into the outer spaces. So while all that's going down, that's when we got to cut to Scotland.
Smash cut.
Smash cut, Scotland. It said in big letters on the bottom.
Yep.
Like,
where Vision and...
It was like a sort of Times New Roman font.
where Vision and Scarlet Witch are getting it out.
Which gives us a scene of character development, real character development, two of two, or attempted character development.
Where it's like, yo, we should like be together.
We should be together.
Like, I'm an android and you're a lady, but you're a magic lady and I'm a magic android.
Yeah, I'm a magic android. We should just like live together in Bulgaria or something off the grid. And, did you hear that?
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's like, and then they're, what are they doing? They're like going to get some bagels or baguettes or soup.
Go get some something.
And then they get interrupted by the Black Order.
Yeah.
Because he's got the stone on his head. He's like, we gotta get your stone, yo. And so that's it. Those two scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in the movie.
Yeah.
After everything that is just.
Stone.
Fight. Death. Fanboys are a lot of fanboys. Where are we at?
So after Scotland.
We're still like in the very beginning. Yeah. They show in the trailer when they're like trying to take it off his head, but they don't end up his head till the very, very end of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like the last one actually.
Yeah.
And that
kind of keeps the plot going because because once they, you know, Vision gets a little bit fucked up, then they have to go to Wakanda.
Is that when, so in Scotland, that's when Captain America
shows up
with Black Widow,
yep,
and Falcon. And in the theater, packed theater full of people.
Woo!
For Captain America.
Almost every time there was a new character introduced.
It was interesting to see the reactions for who. So Captain America shows up, woo!
Same thing for Red Skull.
Yeah, later. No, because I was like, whoa, no one expected that. But when Falcon in the same scene swoops in, it was like, no one was
ringing. Crickets.
It's like later on, for certain deaths.
Black guy.
Like, I don't care about the black guy out with the wings. And the Scarlet Johansson, did she get a whoop from the ladies?
I don't think so.
Ay.
See, no. Misogyny. I don't know. At all. There's reasons for stuff, right? So they save him. And he's all like, we need a place to go. And he's all like, well, no, first he goes to see Don Cheadle.
Let's go home.
And Don said, let's go home. So they go to Avengers HQ.
And they have to see Don Cheadle and what's his face? Mr. Hurt.
Thunderbolt Ross. Yeah.
Yeah.
William Hurt. It gets his scene, but plays as a holographic character.
Yes.
That was weird. And
he says, arrest those men.
He's like, arrest those men. And Don Cheadle's like, yes, sir. And he's like, good to see you, Captain. What were you doing? Don Cheadle looking old, by the way.
Oh, he's not aging well.
Unfortunately, all of a sudden, like quickly.
Yeah, he's not aging well.
Is he sick?
I hope not.
Okay. We should start. Let's start a GoFundMe for Don Cheadle. He looks like he needs it. Poor guy.
Help Don Cheadle get some human growth hormone.
Yeah, whatever.
He needs it to bounce back.
Get him on whatever diet plan Chris Evans is on.
Mm-hmm.
We need a place to go because Vision's hurt from the battle.
No.
We need someone that can fix this guy.
Don Cheadle was like, yo, I can fix that shit, but I can't. So we gotta go somewhere that...
We gotta go somewhere that can. With the right equipment.
Yeah, exactly. And fucking Captain America is like, I know where we can go.
I know where
we can
go. And then the music goes...
And everyone's like, yeah!
And then it says Wakanda.
Because I almost thought... I think Black Panther was playing in the theater next to us.
It probably was, man. It's playing, wasn't it? At least one screen.
It's still playing, yeah.
Incredible. It made like $5 million last weekend.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah, they show up, and that's Black Panther's there. Everyone's there. It's pretty dope. I was like, and then I was actually like, yeah, I'm happy to be back already. Only a few months later in Wakanda with these characters. This is actually really cool. And they're like, we can. What was all that nonsense about? He's like,
man, why did you do it this way? Because the black chick.
Because he's a layered bean.
Yeah. She was. They were all like, we had to do it this way. And she was all like, why didn't you do it this way? And he was like, because we didn't think of that. And she's like, well, now it's going to take me for fucking ever, you jerk off.
To try to get the stone off of him without killing him.
Yeah.
Because the only other solution is to just destroy the stone.
Yep. That's what they're trying to do.
Which is what they're trying to do. They want to destroy stone, but they want to do it without killing him.
Instead of just trying to get the stone away from Thanos, they're trying to destroy the stone.
Yeah. The whole time while they're trying to do that, that's when Thor, Guardians, they hook up together. And then they swear, like, we need to do this, we need to do that. Thor's like, I need to go get a new weapon. Raccoon Man's going to come with me. He keeps calling him Rabbit. And then young teenage Groot's coming with them. And then the rest
tree,
of them.
Tree and Rabbit.
Tree and Rabbit go with God Man. They call him God Man, Pirate Angel.
Pirate Angel was awesome.
Yeah, and
I'm going with the Pirate Angel.
And they called him one more thing. They gave him one more ridiculous thing.
I just thought it was great how Chris Pratt was trying to be Thor.
When he was like trying to imitate him.
Yeah.
So James Gunn was definitely like, I read about how he was brought on to advise on like the dialogue for the Guardian stuff.
No.
I wonder if they had Taika Waititi for some of the Thor stuff.
I'm dude, so Thor. Like, Thor was the joke cracking, like out of touch medieval god from Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, he's a Ragnarok. Like,
he's
now.
He's the funny man.
Yeah, he's the funny fun Thor now.
Yeah,
the good Thor, not that old stodgy Thor now. It's like dumb Shakespearean brute.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my brother, how thou betrayest my mother with your magic.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about
now he's like, bro, be cool. I'm good with the lightning.
Yeah.
So he goes to make the weapon.
Yeah.
He needs a new weapon. The same people that made Mjolnir.
Yes. And we find out the gauntlet.
And the gauntlet, yes. We find that out. True. And the rest of them go to
nowhere.
The planet Nowhere, which is a floating head, right? Yeah. To find the collector who has
the
red one. Benicio del Toro's got the ether. And that's when you get the first sense of what the ether does.
Yeah.
Which is when they see a whole scene play out. They try to. She kills Thanos. Thanos dies. And of course, you're like, so what's he?
Yeah.
He's like,
this is totally not. It's like, and we're, 40 minutes in? No way.
I was expecting to be, some sort of Joker, right? But I didn't expect it to play out the way it did. Yeah. And then everything just dissolved and revealed that the whole place is a fiery pit of destruction. Everyone's
Thanos
dead.
Is already there. Everyone's already dead. He already has the Reality Stone.
He manufactured all of that. Yes. It's like, you guys are both.
Well, yeah, because
they're short.
Because he had to fuck with Gamora. He wanted to bring Gamora back into the fold.
Trying to bring her back. Trying to
and he succeeded.
But he didn't know what he wanted. He said he was like, I was hoping you would sit on this throne.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Three scenes of character development.
Like you said, Thanos gets his character development.
Yeah.
We find out the most about him as a character.
He says at least three times in the movie that he has three different speeches about balance.
Yep.
And at one point, towards the end, he's just like straight up, yo, my planet, we have resources, and there are too many people, and I wanted to get rid of the people, and they're like, no, you're crazy.
And now the planet's dead.
I was right. Hashtag.
Thanos was right.
Thanos was right. And
he was, Chris. He is.
Yeah. Hashtag Thanos is right. And, he's right.
Yeah.
So which one of us dies? Which one of us dies, I guess.
I mean, 50%. I don't care how it works out.
50%. Just flip a coin.
It's fine.
You're fine.
I'll go.
You're fine.
It's fine. You know what, Chris? I'll go.
That's it.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. I appreciate it. I want to see Avengers 4. I want to see what happens next.
No, exactly.
He's got that stone. He splits them up, right? Because he just takes Gamora and leaves. Because Star-Lord is like, he's like, I like the balls on you, buddy. He's like,
because they have the moment where she's like, listen, if like I know where the Soul Stone is, if Thanos finds out that I know that he's gonna take me and
kill me,
yeah, and she's like, I'm not sure if I'm strong enough to resist him.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he was my father,
and then he has a gun and he agrees. So when Thanos has,
and then
her,
he agrees to kill her, but
pulls
Thanos,
the trigger.
Thanos turns his bullets to bubbles.
Yep. And then he's like, I like you. I like you, kid.
Yep.
Because you would have killed her. And then he takes her. So then they're like, shit, now we got to go find her. Right? So that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Back to Titan, which is where Strange and Iron Man are going.
On their way to.
They're on their way to Titan.
Yeah.
So that's how they all end up meeting up. They end up on a collision course then to the same location. Mm-hmm. The home planet of Thanos.
But they only find that out. I mean, I don't know.
They find that out when they show up at the same time and have a little quick battle.
No, but
they
start fighting each other. But where's the fight? When does the fight happen where they free Doctor Strange and for the second Alien reference?
That's
where they directly, where apparently the Marvel Universe set in a universe where an Alien movie has been made.
Where the Alien movies exist, yes. Yeah. These movies are in our universe, yes.
Yeah.
For me, it's weird how they do that. That is true. Somewhere around, like, while they're cross-cutting between Thanos and all that stuff, they show Doctor Strange being tortured with those weird, like, glow-in-the-dark needles.
The glow needles.
Yeah, the glow needles.
Yeah.
The rave needles. And that's when Iron Man and Spider-Man save the day.
Yeah, well, they free him a la Alien style, blowing a hole in the side of the spaceship, and the black guy gets sucked out.
Which is like, yeah, that's a pretty smart idea. That's pretty good. And then he's got that sweet...
And he straight up says, have you seen Alien?
Aliens.
Alien. Yeah, have you seen the movie Aliens?
Well, he says that really old movie.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a similar joke in Civil War or probably. Spider-Man Homecoming? I mean,
Spider-Man's quippy like that.
Yeah, one of those movies. There's a similar joke, but it's a really old movie, something. And then they made a Footloose movie.
No.
A Footloose movie reference.
Yeah, they did.
Is Footloose, references.
Is Footloose still the greatest movie of all time? It never was.
It never was. What is this guy? I mean, that's true. Star Wars is not the best taste in movies, to be honest.
Nope. Just like better dance, taste in music. But, you
know, music's cool. Yeah, music's fine. So they're doing all that. While all that's going on, back on the Earths, the Black Order, they're like, well, now we're having trouble with getting this Vision Stone because it's in Wakanda and they got this dome and they got all these people, so we got to send down these, like...
Weird dog monster things.
So that's, like, the what pretty much is the big final fight of the movie, which is, like, what, it was, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, that last section of the film? Because it was cross-cutting between that and, what was it cross-cutting?
Between that and Thor and all them... Thor restarting a neutron star so he can build a weapon.
Yes. He shows up to that weird planet, Nevedelir.
Where they have giant dwarves.
Nevedelir. Giant dwarves, but only one dwarf is left.
Yep.
And it's played by Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
In a bit of stunt casting, which
who's literally a giant dwarf.
He's
a giant dwarf. Weird.
He was a giant dwarf and a giant dwarf, and I think it was
it worked.
It was cute.
No, it worked. It worked.
It was cute.
I mean, it's not like Peter Dinklage doesn't have the acting chops to do whatever the fuck he wants.
As a matter of fact, yeah. I mean, Peter Dinklage elevates anything he's been in. I always recommend people checking out the movie The Station Agent.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever saw it appear.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it was amazing.
I was like, who's this guy? This guy's good. Bobby Cannavale. That's a fun
anyway
name to say, Bobby Cannavale. Bobby Cannavale. You gotta say it a few times fast. And if you say it three times fast like that, he appears. And he makes you a Cuban sandwich.
Sweet.
And he sings Italian odes to you.
Cuban sandwich, Italian odes.
He makes you a Parmesan sandwich and then takes you salsa dancing.
Weird.
Bobby Cannavale.
So where were we?
Oh, you blew it, man. He was about to come here with some sandwiches. So he restarts the star, and then he has to, like, hold the thing open, and hitting him. He's like, oh, right. And then Groot finally does the thing where he makes the handle for the axe to give to Thor. Out of his own arm. So he has Groot's finally worthwhile again, because the whole time he's just playing this fucking video game.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying little shit. While that's going on, fighting on Wakanda, and they're fighting Thanos trying to take the gauntlet off his hand.
Yes.
Does he already have the Soul Stone by this point?
Well, no, yes. That was on Titan. No, does. Titan. Titan is where they do the...
So first, he goes to that other planet. He gets Gamora to tell him where Soul Stone is. He's like, on top of this mountain. Goes to the mountain. That's where Red Skull shows up.
Yep.
Red Skull's like, yo, you gotta...
You have to sacrifice something.
You gotta
You
gotta sacrifice soul for soul. One thing you really love. And Gamora's like, you don't love nothing. And for a second, I was like, he don't love nothing. What can he love? But then I was like, oh, no.
He loves you, Gamora.
There's that whole scene about how he's like, instead of sitting on the throne, he sat on the steps.
Yeah.
In front of the throne. And he was like, sitting there like a father. Like, I want, you know, this is what I want for you. And so that, I remember, I was like, oh no, he loves her, so this is perfect. He gets to kill her and get what he wants.
Yeah.
You know? And he's crying. Thanos is crying. Whee! Someone called the Wayne ambulance for Thanos over here, his big baby.
Yeah.
Wants to control the universe.
But while he throws his daughter to her ultimate death.
Adopted daughter, let's be real. Not even the same species of people. She's like green.
Yeah.
The green people. He's the purple people. The purple people defeat her.
So she's dead.
Dead. He gets a stone. By the way, Red Skull, not Hugo Weaving. It was this dude from Walking Dead, Ross Marquand, who's been getting more popular. He's on Walking Dead, but he's getting more popular for doing his celebrity impression.
Ah, Good for him.
Yeah, so they got him to do a
Hugo Weaving impression.
Because Hugo Weaving, he said in an interview a long time ago.
He's like, I'm done.
He's like, not even necessarily he was done, but he did say to the effect of, like, if they asked me to come back, like, I think I signed a contract for multiple movies. So, you know, I'd be obliged to come back if they asked me to, but I don't think they would want someone to come back if they didn't want to be there. And then just, like, left it at that. Marvel's like, we get it.
It's cool.
We got this guy. We can pay him a third of what we pay you. And so Red Skull shows, like, you need that's cute little, that's fun. And he has that. So then that, he has the, at that point, he's only missing the stone that's on Vision's head, right?
Mind Stone, yeah.
And they're fighting on.
Well, no, he has to go. They have to go to Titan and have the fight.
He needs a time stone.
He has to get a time stone.
So he goes to Titan expecting the Black Order to be showing up, who was Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Corvus Maul.
Yes.
McFlavin McCaven.
Yeah.
What are these guys' names?
Yep. He got...
Junie's Boonberry.
Exactly, yeah.
Flargle McGiggle Corpse shows up and he's like, here's your stone.
No, they're all dead.
They're all dead. I do
not yet. The other two are on Wakanda, are on their way to Wakanda, trying to get the Mind Stone. The other,
Fargo chick and the and big dude.
the dude with the mind powers got sucked down into space alien style.
He got sucked down into space alien style. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I did like how arrogant that guy was.
Exactly. But then they get to Titan,
so they get to Titan.
Yeah, we get to Titan,
and I like when they tell him, he's like, Strange just sitting there because they come up with a plan. Star Lord's plan. Titan, Strange just sitting there. Thanos is like, so where's I'm assuming my dude's dead.
No.
Whatever his name is. I assume Giggle McFart Snaps is dead.
Exactly.
And Strange's like, yeah, I'm sorry. He's like, didn't make it. And he says a line that's a long line.
But he's like, all right.
He's like, this day indeed has a heavy toll or something. Yeah. Just a very simple line where he mourns the loss of a very confidant and is on top of having to kill his own daughter.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, wow, I really
He's having a rough day.
Yeah, he really is.
Thanos is having a rough day.
He has to pay a lot for what he wants.
Yes.
Mom.
At the end, there's right before the last scene. There's a little thing to that effect.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
we'll get to that.
We will get to that. So they're fighting. They do a ambush. Iron Man, Spider Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. What's there of them anyway? They're fighting together, and they're working on pulling the gauntlet off of his hand. They're so close, and then I don't know. I kind of feel like this moment was a little contrived, where. They're doing everything, and Star-Lord has nothing to do conveniently.
So he just gets pissed off after punching Thanos in the face?
Yeah, because he stops to taunt him, and while What's-Her-Name is doing the mind thing, and he's like, where's Gamora? And I was like, oh, she's dead. And he's like, how dare you? Yeah, and he's like, he's running the whole thing. They're about to win. The thing's about to come off. But of course, you know, it has to
well, exactly.
They have to find a way for it to be like really close and then not happen. So Star-Lord fucks all up. And Thanos keeps his gauntlet. And then he... is that when he just starts, like... Does he kill anyone in this moment, or...?
No. He doesn't kill... He just beats the crap out of everybody, and...
He almost kills Iron Man.
He almost kills Iron Man. He
stabs him.
Yeah, he stabs Iron Man, and is basically given a choice, like... Doctor Strange is like, you know, give me the Soul Stone, and you guys can live.
Yeah, tell Strange.
And Doctor Strange was like, okay, here you go.
Yeah, Strange just hands it over because Strange is like...
It's the only way.
I saw 14.5 million possible outcomes, and we only went in one of them.
Yep, and this is the way it has to go.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And so he gives up the stone. Iron Man gets to live. But so everyone's still alive at this point. Drax is dead. No, Drax is alive. Everyone's alive. They're all alive. Drax is alive.
Yeah,
Spider-Man's alive.
Yeah, they're all alive. They're all alive. They're just beat up.
He takes the shit. He takes the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Goes to Earth.
And does the whole, I'm walking in this blue smoke thing.
The blue smoke thing. So by the time he gets to Earth, the battle is pretty much over.
Almost over.
Because Thor shows up with this sweet-ass axe and just
starts
like...
Starts whooping the shit out of anyone and everyone.
Makes an amazing entrance, and he's like...
Everybody goes, woo!
God of Lightning, people were super into it, and he was like saving the day.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, things were going down, man. They were getting...
There were too many of them,
man. They were getting their butts whooped.
Banner couldn't make the Hulk come out anymore because Hulk was scared or something.
Or whatever.
His insecurities were keeping Hulk from coming out. So he had to use the Hulkbuster suit, but it wasn't working that well for him. And, they're just being, like, overwhelmed. Bucky had his new arm, but, I mean, he's still just a dude. He's a super soldier. He's still just a dude. They're all just dudes. They're super soldiers, but these are alien monsters.
Yeah.
Alien monster things. very CG.
And then Thanos.
Very CG heavy. Yeah.
Well, and then
a lot of digital noise at this
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So Thor shows up, starts whooping ass, turns the tide of the fight.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that part of the fight. And then it's kind of like the fight's almost winding down because the rest of Black Order is now dead.
Well,
there's a cool team up where.
Well, no, exactly. It's
Scarlet
that going
Witch
on.
Worked with.
Yeah. Well, they all work with each other.
Yeah. But that going on what?
But no, I mean, there's. While all that fight's going on and Thor's whooping ass, there's the whole side where Thanos is going against Scarlet Witch and Vision to finally get the Mind Stone.
Well, yeah, when he finally shows up. But at that point, like, Captain America's there. A group of them are together.
Everybody's
Black
there.
Panther's there. Yeah. Like, all the big names are there. There's still a battle going on in the background with, like, all the Wakandans and the tribesmen
and Thor.
Stuff. And Thor is flying around. Yeah, so you forget about Thor.
Yeah.
You forget about Thor, which is important.
Well, no, exactly, because they do that whole thing that Thor shows up, and they're like, all right, this fight's going on. Let's smash cut to what's happening with Vision. Like, where's Vision right now? Directly, where is Vision?
And then the whole time, so Vision's, like, inside the building.
Yeah.
With Black Panther's younger sister, who some people are like, man, make her the next Iron Man in the movies. The character's super smart. And everyone loves Letitia Wright, I think her name is. Everyone loves her. She's likable. She's very likable. And why not? You can't replace Robert Downey Jr. You have to
switch it up,
like 180, go to different directions and just get people like off of this is so not Tony Stark. We're doing something new because they have a year to figure that out. And they show up like in the building and she can't get the stone off in time. So Vision just gets off the table. It's like, oh, that was for nothing.
Yep.
It was just to keep Vision like from the battle, you know, not being able to use this like Vision beam to beam things. Like Scarlet Witch at one point, she's like up on top the whole time, just like pacing around like a concerned mama. And then she like flies out there to like get in the battle and do some magic stuff. And then what's her name is like, where's she been? What's she doing up there?
Yep.
How come she wasn't down here doing the magic stuff with us, you know, on our... I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
it does.
She's right.
But the second Scarlet Witch left, the bad guys came in.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, they came in. And so Vision had to get out of there. Fight. Ends up with Thanos over there. Fight.
Rip out the Mind Stone.
Captain America gives him a decent run. No. Captain America gets a shot in at him.
Yeah.
Well, actually, before that, the first person to get a real shot at him was Iron Man. Iron Man did a whole ton of shit, and he cuts him just a little bit.
Just a tiny little bit. And then, Steve Rogers tries to fight him, and he
gets a shot in.
He lands a punch, not to much effect.
The thing, going all the way back to the Hulk fight, what I noticed with that one, the first hit that Thanos really gets on Hulk... is he doesn't like haymaker wail on him, do anything.
Just a jab.
A quick, like one of these, like judo,
just a little
to the throat, or like maybe on a nerve bundle or something.
Probably.
And Hulk just like,
like
he can't even move. He can't move his arm anymore. And then in that fight, you see how compared to Hulk, like Thanos knows how to fight. He's not just a big brute; he knows how to fight. So, the fact that Captain America got a shot, hey, good for you, Captain America. And then Thanos like, "Fuck you!" Everyone's away, but he doesn't kill them.
No,
he just knocks them all around.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Scarlet Witch is like, "I'm gonna destroy the stone,"
and she does.
Yeah, with Vision on it, and it breaks my heart. Do it, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna kill my man.
Yep.
I kill
save
my man.
The universe.
I kill my android man to save the universe, and the stone explodes. And I was like, "Oh shit! Like you guys did it. That's
you guys
amazing.
Did it. It's
you
cool.
Guys are amazing."
One thing you don't know, I have the time stone, bitches.
And then it just like, it just rewinds everything 30 seconds,
and then just,
Vision's back.
And then, hey, Vision, how's it going? Let me get that from you.
Yeah, and he just yanks it off his head, and Vision. Then he goes like cold. The color drains. His eyes like disappear. Very disgusting.
It was.
Like, visually.
Like a husk.
Yeah, it's like, she loved that, and that was just a thing.
Uh-huh.
Hits the ground. He's got the final stone. He's got the stone. He's got everything.
And then, out of nowhere, fucking giant axe straight into Thanos' chest.
The axe made at this place, that it's a weapon made to kill beings like Thanos.
Yeah,
was it called? Stormbreaker?
Yeah, something like that.
Rabbit's like, that's
and then
much.
Thor was like, you know, well, at the beginning he was like, I told you I was going to kill you for that.
Yeah, the beginning he says, I'm going to kill you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way in the beginning. When he kills Loki, I'm going to kill you for that. At the end, I told you.
I was going to kill you for that.
So Taika Waititi. But here's the thing, he gets him in the chest, pow.
Yeah.
Thanos is like,
ugh. Is dying.
He's like, he's dying, but then he starts laughing.
And then he starts laughing. Looks Thor straight in the eyes and said,
like, face the face.
You should have came for the head. And he snaps his fingers.
He's laughing, snaps his fingers really fast. Cut to white. He
is gone
on the plane.
Yeah,
that's when it cuts to him on the
astral plane of sorts.
On some sort of astral plane. He's sitting talking in some to water. His gauntlet's gone. Talking to Chan Gamora.
Yeah,
she asks him, "What did it, did you get? What you want? Yes. What did it cost you?
Everything.
And it was like all these movies: the Doctor Strange and the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Ant Man with the quantum level really has built up to a place where we can accept. That. Audiences can accept in a movie. They can hope people can follow a trajectory of a film in which a character goes from a physical battle to
an
astral plane, like moment of comeuppance, recognition, whatever you want to call it, sobriety, and then cut to like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he disappears, and then it's just like, thunderclap. Like, everyone's like, something's wrong. What's going on?
And then people just start dissolving
into like leaves.
Immediately, that's when the audience starts losing their goddamn mind.
Bucky was the first.
Yeah.
Someone went like, someone screamed.
Yeah.
It was like out of nowhere.
But it was strange. If you noticed,
he just collapsed.
Chris, if you noticed, all the characters that died in those scenes, or a lot of them have movies coming up.
Yes. Okay. So I thought that I was like, the ones that are going to die are the ones whose contracts are up.
Yeah.
But the contracts are up in Avengers 4. So who are they killing in this one? They're killing people. I was not like people who have just like, movies
who
coming.
Have movies coming up that should not be dead.
When Black Panther does, I was like, Black Panther, no! I want to see more Black Panther, no!
Tom Holland, no! Goodbye, Spider-Man.
That was the saddest one. He's like pleading and hugging.
His was
Tony.
The longest. Yeah,
that was sad. I was like, guys, this is. I told you, it was not going to be fun.
No,
and I mean, depending on it. For that one guy, I was like, asshole.
Yep.
But you were like.
I was like, yes.
You lead me into it. Yes. If you had a gauntlet at that time, you would be like, raising in the air. Yep. You should have brought a gauntlet and be like, yeah!
Team Thanos!
Bitches! And yes, just people start dying.
Drax is gone.
And it's a mix of the entire Guardians of the Galaxy.
The entire Guardians, all of them.
Except for Rabbit.
Yes, correct.
Rabbit's the only one left.
Yep. Groot's gone too.
I love calling him Rabbit.
Yep, now he's our... Well, Trash Panda, Rabbit, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever he doesn't want to be called, call him that. Rabbit's awesome. Groot's gone. Very sad. Cheeto lives. Black Panther gone.
Yep.
The most of the ladies live. Scarlet Witch gone.
Gone, yes.
But she goes off to be with Vision. It's fine. It's better for her. She doesn't need the pain.
So. Captain America lives. Spider-Man dies. Iron Man.
That's the thing. Captain America lives.
Iron Man lives.
Doctor Strange gone.
Yeah, Doctor Strange dies.
I was like, whoa, Doctor Strange.
Thor lives.
Yes. So a lot of the OGs.
Yeah. All the ones whose everybody. Black Widow. Everybody whose contract is up survives.
Yes. Black Widow.
Which is weird.
Okay, and then two things. First, we didn't stick through the whole credits.
No,
we haven't sat through credits in years.
No, I mean we sat through the first part, thinking that there was going to be some mid credits, but there wasn't.
And we stopped. And the last end credits I sat through was first Guardians, and it was Howard the Duck, and I was like, "Fuck this! This is stupid now." Now I just watch them whenever. Like, actually, last week I watched someone put together on YouTube, like, all the end credit scenes.
Oh, nice.
All the mid-credit and end credit scenes. It was like 20 minutes long, all of them, from Hulk through Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot that Guardians of the Galaxy had like 5 end credits sequences. And so the end credit scene, there is one. And it was Nick Fury. And Kobe Smolders' character, Maria Hill or something like
Which
that.
Which one of them dissolves?
Aha. Okay. First, she's like, something's going on in Wakanda. And I was like, what's going on? Shit's crazy. I don't know if it happens in the car or out of the car. I think they get out of the car. They look around. People start dissolving around them.
Yeah.
And he turns to her, and she's like, and she dissolves. And he's like, shit. He runs around to the back of the car. Pulls something out, goes do do do, hits some buttons, and then he goes mother, and he dissolves. So Nick Fury is dead too.
No.
Hits the ground, something rattles, camera pushes in. It's some 90s pager that's been modified, and it doesn't say anything. It's the Captain Marvel logo.
Ah, there we go. So
there you go. Where is she in space? Where is she at?
Yeah.
Is that a pager to space, or is it a pager to the 90s?
Don't know. Ooh, time travel.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, and that I'll get back to the other thing in a second, since you mentioned time travel. Reported that there's a... There were, when they shot the movies together, there were scenes that they shot of like Scarlett Johansson wearing her Black Widow stuff and Elizabeth Olsen in her Scarlet Witch stuff from the beginning, the opening scene of Civil War. And there's like Chris Evans, there's footage of him wearing his original Captain America suit. So there's some element of time travel. But is it time travel, or is it Tony Stark using his barf technology thing that he used
in the times,
Civil War?
I mean, he does have the Time Stone. There is a Time Stone.
There is a Time Stone, and Captain Marvel, doesn't she use time travel in some way? Doesn't that character involve time travel? She's already in outer space, involving the Krees and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll find that out in February.
Yeah.
So they teased Captain Marvel at the end of the movie, and Nick Fury.
Yep.
Where's Ant-Man going to fit in all this? Is that before this? After this? Is Ant-Man going to acknowledge the events of this movie?
Who knows? I mean, they've talked about him.
Real quick, Ant-Man and Clint, Paul, Scott and Clint.
Like, how many insects do we have?
Yes, yeah, it's like Spider-Man, Ant-Man, because Hulk's been gone for a while. They did throw in, especially in the first hour or so, as much comedy as they could, where they could, to balance out what was going to happen later. No. They had to, and I appreciate that. So at least this movie's still fun for a while.
I know.
Before we get to the 5-minute sequence of just random characters. Dead.
Where Thanos wins, and at the end he's just smiling.
Yeah, so
and
Thanos... to black. What did it cost you? Everything... People are dying. Cuts to Thanos back in his home planet where things are prosperous again.
No.
Right? Or is it his home
planet? No, it's somewhere else.
But wherever his home is. Yeah. And he sits down and he looks at the sunrise. Because that's what he said. That's what I want to do. Yeah. When it happens, I
want to. When it's done, I'm going to sit down, smile at the sunrise, and know that I've done my job.
When he talks to Doctor Strange and explains for like the 8th time.
Yeah.
Balance. Yeah, balance.
He's like, I'm not a monster.
I'm just a Republican. And he looks at the sunrise and he smiles. Cut to black. Movie ends. Dude in the backyard.
Asshole!
You lean in and go, yes.
Yep.
Crazy wild stuff.
I love I love the dark, twisted, fucked up ending.
Yeah, it's a
good one. It's a lot of fun.
We know a lot of it's going to be undone, though, in the fourth movie.
It has to.
But because the characters that they chose to kill, they ain't killing off their Black Panther cash cow.
It's still making money currently. It's
still playing in the theaters. Yeah. Ain't killing that off.
Nope.
And this is the other thing I said I was going to bring up. Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Homecoming 2, for lack of a better title. Whatever it's going to be called. Which is a co-production with Sony. Marvel and Sony.
Spider-Man State Championships.
Spider-Man Junior Year. Okay? That has a release date.
Yeah. So Tom Holland's not dead.
July 2019.
Yeah. Next year. So Tom Holland's not dead.
Next year. True. July 2019. Avengers 4, May 2019. What? Are they just going to advertise a Spider-Man movie for 2 months? These things... The Ant-Man comes out in November. They played the first commercial in the Super Bowl. All right? 6 months minimum, they advertise these movies out.
They probably just figure people are just going to go see it. Or you know what? They probably will not dump a lot of money into the quote-unquote Avengers 4 marketing. I mean, at this point in time, it's a built-in audience.
It is a built-in audience. They don't have to dump a lot. But what about marketing the Spider-Man movie that comes out only 2 months later? That needs the 6 months of marketing. Not two. Even being a Spider-Man movie. But can they market it? How can they market it without Spider-Man? Unless it's a prequel of some sort. They have to explicitly say it's a prequel. But before the events of Avengers. Dun, dun, dun. Spider-Man, soft junior year. Also, what's the timeline of these movies?
I don't know.
Right? I don't understand how these things are timed.
I know that Thor Ragnarok is before this. Like, directly.
Immediately.
And that's the only one I know.
Black Panther happens simultaneously?
With Thor Ragnarok. Must.
Because that happens immediately after Civil War.
Yes. Yes.
When everyone's on the run.
Yes.
For 2 years, they say?
Man, Thor wasn't in Civil War.
Exactly.
So, that works.
So, he's Ragnarokin. Him and Hulk are Ragnarokin.
Yep.
Okay, so two years. And so there's supposedly, someone said there's 2 years between Civil War and this one, I think.
Okay.
Is that how much time takes up?
In which case, that's where we get our Doctor Stranges, our Spider-Man Homecomings.
That two-year gap.
All that happens in that, yeah.
No, probably. Ant-Man happens before
Civil War.
Ant-Man and the Wasp could happen in that little gap there.
Yeah.
That little two-year gap. The next Spider-Man has to be before... They have to establish that it's before Avengers Infinity War, somehow.
Or is it after?
The timeline of that doesn't work because there's 2 years between the movies, and he's a sophomore in Civil War. That means he's a senior in high school for Infinity War.
But he's still riding the bus.
Yeah. They were going on a school trip. They had the backpacks. An 18-year-old? No.
They got some work to do. Marvel's got some work to do.
The timeline's all jacked zigzagged up. But now, I want to see how they handle that Spider-Man marketing. That's gonna be.
We'll see.
He's dead. He's currently dead.
Right now he's dead.
We know Spider-Man movies are coming. But Spider-Man's dead. Yep. Black Panther's dead. Black Panther movie's coming. Takes this thing away from his death.
Yep.
Because I know they're making Black Panther too.
Exactly.
You know, you want me to feel an actual death. You gotta kill off, Tony Stark.
Yeah. They almost did. I thought it was going to happen.
I thought that was it. I was like, here we go. Like,
yes!
Yeah. I was surprised not one of them died in this movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Not one of them died in this one.
No.
Crazy.
I mean, the fact that Thor's not dead makes me wonder about Avengers 4. It seems like they're leaning towards a possible true to comic book nonsense.
Thor being the one that ends it. He almost did it this time.
Exactly.
He almost did it. Is that when he time stones everyone so far into the future they die?
Yeah. But Asgardians get stronger.
So he just
as they get older.
He just got older.
So he just basically superpowers Thor.
He did make a reference in this movie how he's like 100 something, 200 years old. How old is he?
He's like 100 and something, yeah.
He's very old.
Yeah.
He's very, very old. Yes. So he could get a lot older. Yeah, old man Hemsworth. That he's so strong he can defeat Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. All right, so next year, Avengers, Thor's Revenge.
Perhaps.
So Kevin Feige has said that the whole hiding the title of Avengers 4 has been a total misstep.
Okay.
He said it's going to be, people will be so underwhelmed.
Yeah. Probably
when they announced the title, which they still haven't done.
Yeah,
but he was like that. It created too much mystery, and
it's not gonna live up.
It's not gonna live up to it, and so that's our bad. So Infinity Gauntlet. What are they?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Right. What are they gonna call it? Avengers: Redemption, Retribution, Annihilation, Assassination, Assumption,
Deliverance,
Dalliance.
Avengers 4, Kung Fury.
Kung Fury, yes. Avengers 4, The Star Wars. Avengers.
Avengers 4, Fury Road.
Fury Road, Avengers 4,
Last Jedi.
Avengers: For Life.
Avengers 4 Life.
Hulk Hogan comes out. I'm going to tell you, brother.
Come on, let's do this.
Come on, Thanos. And then Thanos just stomps him.
Literally flicks him.
He makes himself like 50 feet tall and then flicks him.
Yep.
That'd be fun. We should have written that movie. Marvel, cancel Avengers 4. Let us rewrite it for you. We have a great idea.
Chris,
that involves Hulk Hogan.
Chris, get on it.
Get on what?
You're the film writer.
Oh, that's right.
Not me.
Someone needs to get in touch with Marvel and tell him to stop on 4.
Well, whoever has connections over at Marvel Studios,
yeah,
let them know to stop.
Tell them to stop.
Tell them to stop what they're doing and to call us.
Tell them to stop what they're doing because I'm about to ruin what they're doing. If you listen.
Even though they already did it.
Even though it's already done. So we're calling Thor's going to be the winner in Avengers 4. Thor's Revenge.
But he can't!
Why not?
Hemsworth didn't resign his contract either.
Yeah, but he makes him super old, right? And then what? What happens there? Then he resets the universe, or?
I'm pretty sure Adam Warlock gets the stones. So we're gonna have to introduce Adam Warlock.
Adam,
and not just that, but like the Living Tribunal, and like all sorts of other strange extraterrestrial metaphysical Marvel beings.
Adam Warlock isn't going to come into play until Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay.
So, Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is going to be your replacement for whatever you need for defeating Thanos.
Okay, I'm down with that.
So somehow Captain Marvel's involved in that.
Cool.
Very specifically.
Cool.
Okay, let's get to the speculations here. So Captain Marvel is taking the place of...
Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock. Thor taking the place of Thor.
See, that's just it. I don't think that whole Thor being the big hero at the end is going to happen. They're going to have to change it up.
Can you think of any other ways Thanos has been defeated in the comic books?
He's been defeated. I mean, it's comic books, so it's not like...
He has several stories.
Exactly. There are several ways to defeat Thanos. Not that I'm familiar with. I'm most familiar with the Infinity Gauntlet storyline from the 90s.
Okay.
So...
Which ends with...
Yeah.
The Asgardian.
Mm-hmm.
The Asgardian. 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 They killed the black guy first.
Right? I know they did.
That was crazy.
It's okay, Chris.
That was crazy. That was racist
as fuck. It's the year... 20 whatever, we're still killing the black guy first.
That was racist as fuck.
Well, just think about it this way, Chris. We kill the black guy first because he's the biggest threat.
He was.
How about that?
I thought Spider-Man was supposed to be integral to that storyline. I guess he wasn't. He's just supposed to die. He was integral in that he dies and that everyone dies.
I only vaguely remember. I mean, I remember the main bullet points. It's been so long since I've read those comic books.
Well, I mean, not like it matters. The movie stands on its own.
Exactly. It's own thing.
So when we pick up with Avengers 4, obviously...
a lot of people are going to be dead to start off with.
Hawkeye is still going to be around.
We didn't even see Hawkeye.
Exactly. So he's still going to be around.
No, he's...
Because he filmed.
Let me guess. He's just chilling with his family.
He filmed. Rumored... You want to get in some rumors and speculation? This is a spoiler episode.
Yeah.
He is the his version of Logan, his Japanese hideout character.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think it's called Ronin.
Okay.
So he's, when we catch up with him, he may be in Japan.
Okay.
So he's going to be around. Ant-Man's going to be around.
Yeah, Ant-Man's got to come back.
Because if you're not, you can't not have him in the movie that, like, just
well, you,
like...
Well, no, exactly. You can't have, I mean...
You can't have, can't kill Ant-Man off screen.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have him not be in the movie and then kill him off screen. Just be like, oh, Ant-Man died.
You'd have to cut to Paul Rudd, like, tucking in his daughter into bed and then, yeah. Like, oh, no, and then dies in her face.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome. And then she dies, no, and then she dies too to show that children are dying also. They're under house arrest to be with their family. So that was a convenient line of the dialogue there.
Yes.
We still have, from Wakanda... the fighters, the white, the guard. What's her name? I don't even know her name.
And, yeah, she's still alive. She made it.
Yeah, and she watched T'Challa die, right?
Forever. Yeah,
and Letitia Wright's still there. Is Q? She's still around.
Yeah,
she's good.
Yeah, we didn't. She didn't.
All right, so they're gonna go away. They gotta be involved. So they gotta do some stuff. Black Widow's still around.
Yeah,
she's gonna hook up with Clint. Mm-hmm. Bruce Banner's still around.
Yep.
He's gotta get the Hulk. He's gotta come Hulk out. He's gotta find a way to Hulk out again.
Yep. Thor's still around and he's still got that fucking axe.
He's got that badass axe. They even show Thor when the whole cutting around everyone dying. Did they even show him watch anyone die?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the last shot of Thor outside of...
I think the last shot of Thor was him being like, what? Because he was standing right in front of Thanos with the axe in his hand when Thanos disappeared.
Yeah.
And everything started happening.
And then the glove is like all like smashed and crazy looking.
Well, not smashed, it looks like it got fucking used.
Yeah.
Like it took the fucking full force of...
Is it not usable anymore?
I guarantee you it's gotta be. Okay. It's not like the Infinity... I mean, the fact that Infinity Stone got destroyed at all blew my mind. I was like, what?
That they went that far?
I didn't think that was possible.
And then...
I mean, maybe it is. Fuck, there was... You know, I'm behind on probably 20 years of Marvel canon, so...
Sure, yeah. But then they just, like, time stone that shit.
Yeah. Remix.
Cut the cue back to the future. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam. I'm gonna rip that stone out of Vision's head.
So, Captain Marvel comes from outer space. Obviously, Thanos in outer space, so... We're sticking with the cosmic.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
With the next Avengers movie.
Iron
Man's got to get off of Titan.
Thanos is still an alien. Iron Man is stuck on Titan by himself?
Yeah. Everyone died around him. Drax died. Yeah. Star-Lord died. Strange died. Mm-hmm. Bug Lady, did she die? Nebula did not die.
Ah, okay, well... Nebula will be getting them off of Titan.
Nebula gets them off.
Nebula got to Titan by herself, somehow.
How'd you do that?
Exactly. So, she'll be the ticket off of Titan.
Two scenes of torture there in that movie. The Strange getting tortured and her getting tortured. Both, like, levitation torture.
That's fine. It's a lot better than what happened with Thanos has done to Nebula in
the past, yeah, sure.
Well, no, in the comic books.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they talk about that in the Guardians
movies. Exactly. Yeah. So.
So they're all alive. What? So they work together. Some sort of time travel or cosmic or both. It's gotta be both. They've opened up the realms to do whatever they want.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean. Thanos still has the Infinity Stones. I mean, it's not like...
He's still the baddest motherfucker in the universe. Yeah. Galaxy, whatever's bigger.
But at the same time, I mean, he's done. You know, his mission is accomplished.
Yeah,
so it's not like he's on the warpath anymore or anything.
Yeah,
so
what are they going to do? Go to his house while he's sleeping and kill? Like, well, that does nothing.
Pretty much.
Everyone's still... They got to find a way to reverse everything. But then that has to lead to others dying.
With the power of the Infinity Stones.
Or is Avengers 4 just going to end with them like retiring?
With a swap? I don't know. I mean, in all reality, I think
There's going to be some life for life stuff. Because they kept saying no life for a life.
Exactly.
So there's got to be some life for life stuff. Yeah. Right?
I hope so. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be weird, man.
I don't want these guys to just retire. I want them to die.
Well, they should. I agree. It should be Dunsies, Dunskos.
But then how can they die? But then everyone come back and win.
Yeah.
How? Time travel.
Sacrifice.
Time stone, sacrifices. Asgardian, flash forward, flash backwards. Get older, get younger, Benjamin Button.
Maybe.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Chocolate Yoo-hoo. You ever heard of that strawberry Yoo-hoo?
Yes.
How about coconut Yoo-hoo?
Ew.
Yeah, that for a while.
Ew.
Brown label.
I actually...
have that brown label Yoo-hoo?
I knew a kid that, for some reason, his whatever weird chemicals were in the strawberry Yoo-hoo that made it strawberry, and it was only strawberry Yoo-hoo. It wasn't any of the strawberry milk. But, like, he would look like he got stoned. Like, he would drink a cup of strawberry Yoo-hoo, and his eyes would turn red. It was weird.
He's allergic to the strawberry sauce?
Must have
strawberry,
been.
The blend.
Yeah, it was weird.
There's a brand of coconut water that's chocolate flavored. They just add some cocoa, alkali cocoa powder to their coconut water. That's all they do. A little bit. Even actually it has 2 grams less of sugar per serving. And it tastes like Yoo-hoo.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Some of that chocolate drank.
Interestingly delicious, Drewster Cogburn.
I mean, I'm not knocking Yoo-hoo.
No, I'm just saying.
I love me some Yoo-hoo.
I love you. That's what I'm saying. I love Yoo-hoo. But the chocolate coconut water is like a slightly healthier version because it's got the potassium as opposed to the sugars and chemicals. The chocolate flavored chemicals. Artificially flavored chocolate drink.
Love them chocolate chemicals.
It's like chocolate flavored coconut water as opposed to artificially flavored chocolate drink.
Drank.
Yeah, it's that drink. It's that drink stank. So Thanos wins. He's the best.
Yep.
It's all built up to this.
Thanos is right. Thanos wins.
Hashtag Thanos is right.
Thanos wins.
Half
the universe is dead.
Amazing. Amazingly, half the universe is dead. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Pretty awesome.
That's fun. Man, Samuel Jackson hits the Marvel, Captain Marvel pager. Like, what if she had been one of the ones who had 50-50 chance?
Yep, hey, flip a coin.
Flip a coin. She could have been one of the ones just like, I'm dissolving for some reason. No. Did it fade away? Did that work?
No.
No. Damn it. I got to work on that. Favorite character, go. In this movie.
Thor.
Probably right.
I don't know how Chris Hemsworth became my favorite character in the Marvel Universe, but he has. It was all about, I mean, if it wasn't for Thor Ragnarok, I don't think he would be as awesome as he is. But now, I mean, Ever since he was touched by Mr. Waititi, he's a new man, Chris.
He's been blessed with the gifts of Waititi yeah. to be allowed to riff the power of riffage.
Not only the power of riffage, like as of right now, he's probably the most powerful force in the Marvel Universe. At this point in time.
With so many people dying with him having
With so many people dying weapon. With him leveling up, you know, mm-hmm. himself and now a leveled up weapon.
Yeah. That's true. He's the god of lightning.
Yeah. I mean, he's the most powerful thing that we've seen so far.
Lightning or thunder? Both?
Sure.
But Thanos is Thanos, though. Thanos. He's the powerfulest.
Well, only because he has the Infinity Gauntlet.
Exactly. He was already a badass with just one stone, no. two stones, and then now he's got the whole thing. He hashtag catch them all. Hashtag Pokemon.
I mean, he's the most powerful being in the universe.
So,
minus, you know, like some of the. I'm wondering how weird this next one's going
to
be.
To be able to introduce the concept of being able to defeat him.
Yeah.
Without something being as lame as all, we just took his glove off.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do like the whole Living Tribunal nonsense and the blah this and the blah that.
It sounds like a lot to have to. Well, does that involve Kree stuff?
Could, if you wanted it to, maybe.
Or Captain Marvel.
Let's see.
You can establish a lot of stuff in the 90s yeah. with this 90s movie that then comes back around to do in the Avengers. Then only 2 months later, Spider-Man comes out. That's insane. Sony's got to be like, what the fuck? What are we supposed to do? Marvel's like, guys.
It's cool, don't worry.
Trust
we got this.
We got this. It's cool, bro. Guys, it's cool, bro.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Because they have that, they got Marvel, and then Phase 4. Captain Marvel, Black Panther, the third Spider-Man will be ending, second Doctor Strange. And then by then, the Fox League will be done.
When you said third Guardians.
Third Guardians, which is where you can get your Adam Warlock, and... So when Gamora died...
Yeah, you see, that was...
I was like, oh, wow, that's heavy, bro. Like, they offed Gamora. She's not going to come back for Volume 3. That sucks. I like Zoe Saldana. But then they killed off all the other Guardians.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So they're all... Everyone's coming back. The door is just wide open now for any character to come back, which then negates the death of so many of them. Like, I feel confident in thinking Loki's dead.
Well, yeah.
Loki Heimdall, that they made that feel pretty permanent. It's permanent.
Well, and they even commented on it.
Yeah.
On the permanence of this death.
They did.
Well.
They did. Yeah, no more resurrections this time. Yeah, exactly. So, so they're all gotta be coming back for a third one. And then the Disney deal will be done. So you got your X-Men, Fantastic Four, all them mutants. They gotta introduce the concept of mutants into the MCU because that has been hither unto therefore done.
Oh, they're doing the Inhuman stuff.
But that's flopping on TV.
Yeah.
They put that to TV. They stopped working on the movie, send it to TV, and no one likes it.
No.
I said, stupid. We want mutants.
We want fucking X-Men, man.
Inhumans. What a bunch of hooey bullshit. Yeah, give us our X-Men that we love and care about. X-Men options. Drew, pick one. Go. Zac Efron, Scott Eastwood. For Wolverine. You gotta pick one. Scott Eastwood or Zac Efron. Go. We're casting a new Marvel X-Men. The PG-13 Marvel X-Men. Go.
I have to pick one of them for Wolverine?
Yep.
I guess Scott Eastwood?
Scott Eastwood?
Oh.
Okay, well then Cyclops. Zac Efron or we already did him. Zac Efron or Logan Lerman.
Who the fuck is Logan Lerman?
He's a kid from... he's Percy Jackson. Isn't he Percy Jackson?
Okay, Logan Lerman's fine.
Logan Lerman?
No.
Zac Efron's getting a rough shaft here. Okay, give me another X-Men that needs to be cast.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Okay, is Jean Grey going to be... Who's young and hot? Man, they already took so many people with so many of these movies. Wait. No, damn it. They already used her in another X-Men movie. Damn it. You know what? No one's paying us for this shit. Hard to cast movies.
It is. And you're not a casting director.
And you didn't want to give Zac Efron nothing? Professor X.
Sure, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. All right, we got you in. Channing Tatum could be Magneto.
He's a little old.
Well, yeah, so was Ian McKellen.
I guess we got
one. All right. Storm.
And besides, I thought he wants to be Gambit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, he really wants to be Gambit.
I forgot about that. Okay, so he's Gambit. God damn it,
lame.
You can be Gambit.
No, you can't.
No, let him.
No.
Let the dog have his bones.
No, God, screw that.
He's at a dark place right now. His marriage ended very publicly.
That's fine. He cannot do a Cajun accent.
His wife is now putting pictures of herself online in lingerie without her wedding band.
They're not married anymore, so
ex-wife,
it makes sense.
Ex-wife. Ooh.
Well, makes sense. She's not wearing her wedding ring.
Jenna Dewan Tatum. No.
Nope.
Just Dewan.
No.
Just, what was she in?
I don't know.
Stuff. They met on
Step Up to the Streets?
Yes, dancing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot he was a dancer in that stupid movie.
He is a dancer. We're talking about was. He is a dancer. That's why he should be Gambit, because Gambit's known for all his dancing. Silver Surfer, played by... they've already used so many actors. Silver Surfer can be played by... He was Doug Jones. Bodied by Doug Jones, voiced by Lawrence Fishburne, which means new Silver Surfer, Lakeith Stanfield.
Sure. Why not?
And
very woke Silver Surfer.
He's a wokish Silver Surfer. He comes in from outer space, like, shoo, flies in, very sharp, and he's like, racism is real. who else needs to cast? What else do we need in our Phase 4
the
of
thing.
Marvel? Oh, the Thing could be anyone. Dude in a rubber suit. Or CG. It'll be a CG thing. It's all CG now. Motion capture. Like, just like Brolin and Hulk. So, Thing will be, who you want to give it to? It's up to you. Anyone you want. Anyone you want, Drew. Who could be the Thing?
I mean, who's... I'm trying to think of, like, the most ridiculous person to be the Thing. That hasn't been used already in the MCU.
Yoko Ono.
Perfect.
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono is the Thing.
Yoko Ono is a motion capture thing. I mean, we'll just introduce the Fantastic Four by having, like, the space... It'll be an end credit sequence. Spacecraft crashes. And then...
We have powers.
The door is punched open by a rock fist. Next movie, Fantastic Four. Accents already happened. You just see them. They're already...
Fantastic.
They're fantastic.
Four.
And there's four of them. The math just works. One, two, three, four. Mm. Fantastic. Mm. Fantastico. Fantastico cuatro. Los cuatro fantasticos. Ay, mira, los cuatro fantasticos. Las come mierdas. Mierda. Come mierdas. Come mierdas.
It's fun watching you try and speak Spanish.
It's like on the tip of my brain, that word.
Full-blooded Puerto Rican. Mom is a Spanish language teacher.
Retired.
And you do not speak Spanish very well at all.
Mira, escúchame. Come mierda. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Shit eater. That's what I'm looking for. Shit eater. Okay, so we recast the X-Men. We got a new Fantastic Four. And then we got all our new, like, our twos and our threes that we're finishing. That we started with this phase. And that's how Phase 4 goes into the 2000s, the 2020s. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. These things are going to go for the next 10 years, man.
That's what they want, yeah.
The Russos. This is how you get your X-Men. The Russos said the next thing they want to adapt, if they get the chance to, the Secret Wars.
Ooh, Secret Wars are fun.
Yeah. What is that? I have no idea. X-Men? I mean, we had a Civil War, then there's an Infinity War, now it's a Secret War.
Oh, my phone's out. You just... Google Secret Wars.
All right, Secret Wars, here we go. It involves, let's see, Wolverine.
It involves the Beyonder.
What the fuck is that? Is that a badass car?
No, not really. The dude that looks like he's from the 70s.
Well, that sounds
looks
cool.
Like David Hasselhoff, actually. It's kind of weird.
Let's see. So Secret Wars is commonly known as Secret Wars. It's a 12-issue comic book crossover limited series published from May 84 to April 85. 12 issues, main characters, Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, Doctor Doom, Magneto, Moore. Who's the character of Moore? Oh, Moore means click on the article. plop, 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 plop. Yup, yup, I'll cut all this out. I'm just going to read this whole, that's a lot of words. That's all you said, Venom trailer.
Yeah, it looks awful. It looks really bad.
So this is this the where he gets his suit, black suit? Spider-Man?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it says here, Spider-Man finds and wears a black costume for the first time, initially unaware that it is actually an alien...
Symbiote.
In the trailer, they say symbiote.
I know.
They make a point, I saw someone online make a point that it's not a symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic
relationship. Mm-hmm. That's why symbiote is a perfectly acceptable mm-hmm. pronunciation of the word symbiote.
It's fine.
Symbiote's about Geiger Geiger.
Yeah.
Manageable vegetable. So yeah, Spider-Man gets a suit for the first time. Doctor Doom steals the Beyonder's power.
Mm-hmm.
Colossus ends his romantic relationship with Kitty Pryde. The Thing chooses to reign behind on Battleworld. Ooh, Battleworld. That sounds fun. Explores the galaxy for a year. She-Hulk temporarily joining the Fantastic Four as his replacement.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Human Torch marries the Thing. Well, you know, Thing's girlfriend. Wait, the Thing's girlfriend was replaced by a Skrull. What? I'm bringing this backwards. So this is fun. Like this? People like this one?
It was okay.
Absorbing Man, Dr. Doom, Doc Ock, Enchantress, boo. Kang, I mean, the Conqueror, Claw, the Lizard, Molecule Man, Titania, Ultron, Volcana.
I mean, it had more. I mean, it spawned a Secret Wars, too.
In 2015, Deadpool's Secret Wars revealed that Deadpool is also a chosen hero, but the Wasp accidentally caused the other characters to forget his involvement.
Yeah.
Heroes include Avengers and members of Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, 2, everybody. Hulk, X-Men, which is Colossus.
It's everybody, Cyclops, Chris. Nightcrawler, Fencer,
Lockheed the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Lockheed is...
Whoa, it's a dragon!
Kitty Pryde's dragon?
Really? Empathy. Fictional character bio. Kitty's fairy tale. Kitty Pryde, a teenage member, told a bedtime story, living with X-Men, Jean Grey, character, Lockheed, giant dragon, based on modified Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird jet aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little purple dragon.
Little purple dragon. That's what I call my penis.
Chris, if
it's... Coming at you with that little purple dragon.
Chris, if it's purple, you might want to get that checked out.
I'm like, hey, ladies, I'm coming at you with that. It's purple and scaly.
If it turns black, it's going to fall off.
It's not turning black, but it has wings and spits fire. It spits hot fire!
You definitely want to get that looked at.
No, I'm saying it's a rapping penis.
What you're saying is it burns when you pee?
No, I'm saying I have a dragon dick that raps.
Oh, it spits that kind of fire.
Yeah, it's spitting hot fire. It's like, I'm a dick. You want to
put
dragon
I
dick.
Mean, do you want to put... Do you want to put him on mic right now?
Yeah, here we go. You got to lay down a beat. You gotta lay down a beat. Here comes the dragon.
Yeah, give me that beat, Drew. I'm that purple dragon. I'm a purple dragon.
He's more of a funk dude, actually. instead of hip-hop, actually. He likes the soul.
So he's not spitting fire.
No. Well, I mean, it's fun.
But it does burn when you pee.
I mean, for a while now.
Like I said, you should get that checked out.
That was my favorite part of Avengers. When Thanos was
when
like,
Thanos has got a UTI.
I was like, God damn it. I think I'm going to have to jerk myself. He's like,
God damn it, my prostate's like, acting up again.
I'm going to have to jerk myself into a goddamn ER. I got 4 of these fucking stones. Infinity kidney stones.
That sounds so awful.
Oh, and then when he urinates half the universe.
Have you had? You never had a kidney stone. You don't know the pain.
No, knock on wood, thank God.
You don't know the
my,
pain.
My dad had one.
Oh, they are.
In his 50s or 60s.
They are something else, buddy.
Why don't you tell the people the experience of what it's like that you get a kidney stone?
Imagine you have like a tiny little knife that slowly travels from the middle of your back to your pelvis.
Okay.
And then you get to... for guys, it's the closest thing you'll ever get to childbirth because you get to pass like a 2-millimeter stone through like a 0.5-millimeter tube. It just pops out and it hurts like a motherfucker.
Like so bad, like grown men will drop to their knees and cry.
It's like it's like the manual version of giving birth without the satisfaction of giving birth.
Yeah, no. Instead, you just got a little rock that you just popped out of your dick.
Yeah. and there's no like reward outside of the pain being done.
Yes, well, at least for the time being, unless you've got multiple stones, in which case it could be just the start of the pain.
You have multiple babies, but then you're like, babies, this is my family. I love my babies.
Yeah, you don't.
I love my little Gamora. I gave her my bouncing knife.
That she tried to stab me with, but I turned it into bubbles.
But then she just
I turned it into bubbles. I was with Thanos and bubbles.
He was having a good time. Bubbles are universally liked, literally universally liked construct. Bubbles. Who doesn't like bubbles? Huh? Even Thanos, the mad titan, is like, bubbles. Oh, he's like, well, shit. He's like, bubbles. Oh, no, bubbles. No. Bubbles, there we go. Yes, I got the bubbles. Ah, ha, 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 ha. I made you. You tried to shoot your girlfriend, who is my daughter. But I made your bullets into bubbles. Because bubbles make me laugh.
I enjoy how Thor and Star-Lord had that little rapport about how each of their families were dead and just how those people ended up dying.
Yes, that is true. They both had very sad parentage stories.
Hilarious. It was funny. They were trying to one-up each other the whole time.
I liked how the movie brought... Whatever you liked about the Marvel movies leading up to this, you got at least some of that. Except for Captain America, who pretty much did nothing. Did you notice that?
He just looked jacked as fuck.
He looked jacked in a suit. Great beard. Thor was like, I see you copying my look, right?
He was just like...
That was fun. It's like, good beard. It's a good beard, man. We're beard bros now. And
It was his idea to go to Wakanda.
That's the thing, right? He was just like, let's go to Wakanda. They go to Wakanda. Bucky's there's like, Bucky. And then it's like, all right, we're going to fight. Let's fight. And then, but that's it. He didn't. No.
Nope.
There's so many characters in that movie.
That's going to happen by the fact that there are so many characters.
So he's going to obviously have more to do then in the next one. Well, I mean, maybe. Half the character is gone.
I mean, he should die in the next one.
It's got to lead up to him dying, and Tony's got to die. They got to die. No. You can't recast Tony Stark.
No.
So he's got to die.
Gotta kill him.
And you definitely can't recast Steve Rogers. Chris Evans has owned that role. He's real life Captain America. You see his tweets? He's like tweeting at Donald Trump. He's like, I'm going to come punch you in the face, you Nazi. He's not saying stuff like that, but he's very, he's very much a social justice warrior, you know.
Good for him.
Feminist, just trying to be like
Fantastic.
He's just like, hey, did you know that they're doing that type of thing? And, you know, and it's all good. Well, people don't say that. It's not a video podcast. I was just on the Swervy Jones show, and we were on Twitch. You could watch that.
Did you do this?
I did not. Did you do that? No, I should have.
Did you look straight at the camera?
I'm going to go back. But I'm going to. If you go to Twitch and look up the Swervy Jones show and you subscribe to the show, you can watch the and see the chat and stuff.
But Chris, you have.
And it was on camera.
You have a face for radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I have a face for radio, but I have a hair for a modeling magazine, and I have hands for meat packing. Not really spectacular about my hands.
You got sausage fingers, buddy.
I got sort of.
You got them sausage fingers.
Little sausage.
Yeah,
they're little sausage. They're not connected at the bottom. You see that? They're still like, it's like the thigh gap. I still have the finger thigh gap. It's not like they're like
the finger thigh gap.
I can still separate my fingers without, they don't have to touch each other.
Yeah.
Not so fat that
the finger thigh gap. That's like,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't do this then.
You wouldn't be able to do
that. Yeah. Let's tell you about how that was happening. Remember that? Remember that?
I do. It completely negated all of your everything.
That's not true, though. You think so?
Yeah, I do.
A little private thing?
I do. Yep.
A little jokey joke because about that.
Chris, that is...
Negates real intentions. Negates real intentions.
This is the true you.
That's not what I did. No, I did.
This is the true you right here.
There you go. That's funny.
This is the true you.
Doesn't apply smaller.
Like I said, this is the true you.
Yeah. True you?
This is what you really think.
Truly you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think two things.
You can.
Why can't I think two things?
You can't. I'm just saying it's... The duality of man is funny.
Yes, the duality of man. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
There's one, and they meet in the middle.
Yes.
And then it's glorious. See, I win. I win the conversation. I win the argument.
Oh, Chris. I look forward to seeing you in hell.
There is none.
I know. I just got you to admit it.
I mean, I knew it. Quote knew it, however much you can know anything.
Wait, there's no hell in the simulation?
No, it just resets.
I mean, I figure if there's a simulation, you could simulate hell.
Yeah, but if the game's not on, or the power, if it's not on, is the game going?
I mean, who's to say that this, how long the game even goes for? This could all just be a nanosecond.
It could be it's a nanosecond set of player, but for us, it's taking whatever, like, you know, amount of time
and eternity.
We understand it, yeah. You know. But then they turn the game off, and then it's just off. Or they restart it, and then it's reincarnation. Right? Or they play a different, it's a different player playing the same game, that's alternate reality, parallel universe. It all fits under a simulation theory. All of it. Doctor Strange,
I mean, it's wrong.
Doctor Strange being like, there's 14.5 million different versions of what we did here.
And only one of them.
14.5 million different copies of Avengers Infinity War sold to Xboxes. And only one person ever beats the game. It's in the future. It all makes sense.
Except that it makes zero sense.
It makes so much sense that it makes little sense. And the world of the blind, the one-eyed man is free to set the rules.
With zero depth perception.
You know how he does it? Yeah, you know how he does it, though? He knows where all the Ottomans are.
Every once in a while, he tricks them and it's all over.
He takes everyone's walking sticks. There you go. Because he can see them. So I'm just saying, be the one-eyed man, Drew. You know how you do that? Yeah, get a DMT.
Okay.
So where's it at?
I don't know. I've been looking for it. Can't find it.
Is there the...
I got cash in hand, ready to go.
Speaking of DMT and how you get your favorite parts of everything, of all the different characters, like, I like, for real quick, Doctor Strange and Thanos had, like, a bit of a sorcerer battle,
mm-hmm.
and he was, like, throwing, like, prism walls at him and stuff, And then he did, like, the multi-armed, like, Hindu god thing.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a whole bunch of them, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
No. I was like, oh, yeah.
All the fight scenes were fun, and the movie was pretty much just a giant fight scene.
Just a lot of action. Just kept going and going and going, and then people died.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel smiles. Then it's over. Spoiler alert.
Infinity War.
Do we remember to say spoiler alert at the beginning?
I mean, one would hope that would just be, like, a given at this point in time.
I hope they didn't know that it was supposed to be Osborne's and stuff. That we're going to be talking about all this. Did we get all the deaths?
I feel like they're all dead.
Didn't we?
Well, half of them are dead.
Captain America had to watch Bucky die. I was like, oh.
We'll dissolve into leaves.
They'll never be able to kiss.
I mean, I'm sure in the ether, eventually they will.
They were going to do the.
They're going to do that.
They're going to do this.
They call that docking.
That's this. No, that's. Well,
no, that's this.
Yeah.
But with the...
But there's a...
There's one of these. Chris, it's like this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so much easier. So much easier. Makes so much more sense. That's why women would rule the world. They will one day, and they should. You know what I'm talking about. Mother Nature. Mother Earth. That's why we have mother.
They're no better than we are. Chris, they're still human, so
they are, yes,
therefore garbage.
They are humans.
And therefore garbage.
Yeah, but they smell nicer.
They do. Well, it's because they clean themselves better than we do.
they smell nicer.
Chris, if you used the same products they did, you would smell just like them.
Valkyrie? Was Valkyrie on that ship?
Don't know. Didn't see her.
We didn't see her. Mm-hmm. But at the end of Ragnarok, she was on that ship, wasn't she?
Don't remember.
They didn't do Valkyrie on screen, did they?
Probably.
They didn't do our girl Valkyrie like that, did they?
I think they did.
That's racist.
I think they might have.
That's some racist shit. I knew we were still recording for a reason. I knew I could find a real reason why I wanted to keep talking about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is fucking racist, bro! They killed Valkyrie off screen. Heimdall's the first one killed. Guy had to kill Black Panther. For why? They didn't have to kill him. We all know he's coming back. That's a meaningless death. Kill one of the white dudes. No, all the white dudes. White dudes can save the day. Josh Brolin playing a colored dude. Literally.
Fucked up. Yep. Purple.
Purple. It's Porple. Porple Republican. He's like one of these black conservatives.
Actually, he's a Skrull, but that's okay.
Yeah. All hail the Klingons. I get it. Right? speaks Klingon. Scrolls speaking that Klingon, you know. Long live and prosper.
This motherfucker.
Made a short to be with you.
I love how you're just mixing it all together now.
Why not? Why not? One lightsaber to rule them all.
Yes, exactly.
Give it to Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. He'll take his Patronus.
Yep.
They'll fight the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all good to go.
That sounds like a fun movie.
Then they'll find, oh, we're all divergent. Like, what?
We're all divergent and in the Matrix.
we're divergently in the Matrix. Kano's going to teach us. Neo gets a dog, grows his hair, becomes an assassin.
It starts time traveling.
John Wick 3. That's the plot of John Wick 3.
No, that's
coming out this summer.
That's the plot of Bill and Ted 3. With CG George Carlin.
Bill and Ted 3 has got to be when a Keanu Reeves connected universe where he flies around and he collects like this character from Johnny Mnemonic, John Wick, Johnny Mnemonic. He's already working on it. Mm-hmm. He gets Johnny Utah. Oh my God, Keanu
Johnny Reeves. Utah.
We're just figuring something out here.
All the Johnnies.
Johnny Utah, John Wick. It's the Keanu Reeves John universe. The Keanu-verse is all his John characters. And Bill is going around to get all his John characters. So it's John Wick, Johnny Utah, John Constantine.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh my God.
Yes, John Constantine, yeah.
We just stumbled across this. This is incredible. This is the most incredible thing ever. People are listening to history. This is history. People are flipping out right now as they're driving. Don't drive off the road. Keep your hands on the wheel.
Nobody's listening to this, Chris. You're having a Keanu Reeves revelation at the end of an Avengers 4 spoiler episode.
A lot of people are listening. The spoiler episodes for the big movies get the most downloads, Drew. The most downloads in the last year was our Jedi, Last Jedi one.
Is that why you're spouting your Keanu propaganda?
That's why I spout my Keanu propaganda. This is your chance to get your alt-right stuff out. What did you want to say about the Holocaust? We were saying something. We'll talk about that later. Don't worry about that. Maybe that's not now's not the time so for you to talk about your weird views on history. I mean, it's understand that there's very few survivors of that, I guess. A lot of eyewitnesses are few and far in between at this point, but you know, you're making some weird arguments there. We'll talk about
it. I love how you're trying to make me a Holocaust denier.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're the ones who are putting those words out.
I love how you're attempting it.
That's your words.
It's pretty funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. What time is this movie at?
8:20.
Alright, I'm get something. Alright, I'm sure you want to get some food or something.
Yeah. I would like to put some food in my belly.
Alright, so we're going to go... there's got to be other Johnny characters, though. I bet you there are. If you can think of other Keanu Reeves John characters that we missed for the Keanu Reeves Connected John Universe, tweet us on Twitter, at Chris Widiso, # the Keanuverse. Who else can join? John Wick, John Constantine, Johnny Mnemonic, and Johnny Utah.
What was his character name? Speed? Was it John? I forget, my phone's not...
It's such a basic character. John Doe. He wants to play the John Doe somewhere at some point. All right, we're going to look this up, and then we're going to end the show. Where can people find you online?
At Antihero 419. Some places on the internet.
And tell people where they can find the show online.
At Crespo Diso on Instagram.
Cinema Crespo Diso on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. At Crespo Diso on Twitter. Facebook group, Cinema Crespo Diso. Follow Chris at I'm Chris Crespo.
There you go.
Got some stuff places.
I think that's it. That's pretty much all of it. He plays a character named Jack. It's close, but no cigar.
Jack's a John.
Jack Traven. Jack? Is Jack short for John? I thought, or it could be, if you look at his birth certificate, it may say Jack on it.
Yeah.
He could be a Jack.
But some Johns go by Jack.
But not all Jacks are Johns. It's like...
But some Johns are Jacks.
All...
It's a square rectangle thing.
It's a square rectangle. Guys, we're out of here. Oh, wait, no. Damn it. Oh, God damn it.
What?
I got emails from people.
Excuse me? For a bonus episode?
The Avengers is a big deal.
Nah, dude, this thing is already way too long. I want to go get some food. Can we read these tomorrow? This is stupid. So we're gonna have a 2.5 hour episode about the 2.5 hour movie. Is that what's going on here?
Well,
we've been talking for a long fucking time.
This is what we'll do. We'll do a second spoiler episode that's like fan mail. I'll ask for more. Like I'll get an email from Scott. We'll ask for a couple more emails from people, and then we'll do an additional Avengers bonus episode because we got an email from Gabe and an email from Ron, and they have specific questions that they want us to talk about, talking about the movie indeed. So we'll do another episode. We had a lot of important stuff they would talk about in this one, so sorry guys, but we'll do another one. All right.
Okay.
It's fine. I just ran away. Sorry, guys. It's cool. So Drew's gonna go get something to eat. I'm gonna be all like mixing this down, and yeah, go get something to eat. I'm gonna mix this down. I'm gonna eat something here, and then I'll come over to your place, and then we'll go see the movie. Mm-hmm. I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So thanks everyone. I appreciate it. Send us email cinemacrespo@gmail.com, Facebook group, just like Drew said. Why are you still here?
Why are you still here?
I live here. This is my home. What are you talking about?
Why are you...
A PFT Media production.